Here's how one man proved it pays to put God first.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A man tells how during the Depression, he lost his job and exhausted all his savings. He walked 8 miles to church and put his last 15 cents into the offering. The sermon that day was this: "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." As he left church, a stranger stopped him, gave him an address, and told him they were hiring. He got the job and worked there 33 years. God also worked in the life of the Apostle Paul in unique ways. He longed to take the gospel to Rome and told them so in a letter, but he never expected to get there the way he did. He was arrested in Jerusalem, tried by a local court, and when the Jews conspired to kill him, he appealed to Caesar. On the trip to Rome, the ship ran into a fierce storm, and but for the grace of God, he would have perished with 276 others. We read in Acts chapter 27 how the storm raged many days until everybody on board lost hope that they would survive. All lost hope except Paul. God's angel assured him that even though the ship would go down, all would be saved. Paul got to Rome, but not in the way he planned. We never know whether, when, nor how God may rescue us from danger. Yet we know he can, so we ask him, rely on him, and wait for his will to unfold.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.